Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, this one is going to be a doozy. CGA actually briefly covered this one in one of his live streams. So, of course, I have to do this the good old RPM way. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of August. Man offlines ex-wife after she wins divorce hearing earlier that day. You see, ladies, this is a prime example of a woman who won the battle in divorce court, but she ultimately lost the war. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The man is being accused of offlining his ex-wife just hours after the two had appeared in court for a divorce hearing, which the woman had allegedly won. Roydan DeRuthi Mendoza, I'm just going to call him Roy Don from now on, is being charged with one count of open termination, two counts of attempted termination with a deadly weapon, and two counts of domestic battery with a deadly weapon. This dude went for the gusto. On Thursday, August 17th, at about 2:42 p.m., the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department dispatch received a call from the victim's daughter saying, quote unquote, hurry up, he's got a gun. According to police dispatches, there was a lot of commotion and screaming in the background during the call. The daughter walked away from the phone, and when she returned, she said that her mother was deleted. When officers arrived at the apartment, they located three victims suffering from gunshot wounds. The first victim identified in the report was Mariloki Tamayo Cruz. I'm pretty sure I butchered that, but oh well, I'll just call her Cruz from now on, was pronounced deleted by medical personnel. The second victim was transported to UMC with a gunshot wound to his left elbow. And the third victim was transported to UMC with a gunshot to her left eye. This dude straight up said, fuck it. I'm dealing with everybody in this house. Authorities said Cruz and Mendoza were going through a divorce and that they were known to get into verbal and sometimes physical altercations regularly. Well, that completely throws out the myth that the woman was just some innocent victim who was baking cookies and he decided to just go upside her head. Oh, no, 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 no. She gave as well as she got. So this was definitely a mutual combat couple. According to the police report, Cruz and Mendoza had a court appearance in reference to their divorce in the morning of the shooting. Cruz later shared with her family that she won in court and was going to get the house, the truck, and custody of the children. I.e., she took this man for everything. Therefore, she put him into the nothing to lose category. At about 2:30 p.m., Cruz received a text from Mendoza saying that he wanted to come over and switch out vehicles, but she ignored it. See, right there. She's high on the, oh, I won everything. So guess what? I no longer have to listen to you. Why? Because now you're in the fuck you, pay me category of men. Mendoza later showed up asking for the vehicle's keys, but Cruz did not want to hand them over. Like I said, now she had the big head. Oh, I'm going to do whatever I want. Oh, I won everything. Now, guess what? I don't have to listen to you anymore. And I damn sure don't have to respect you anymore. Authorities said that an argument then escalated into a shooting, which was reported initiated by Mendoza. So yeah, he finally reached his boiling point and he said, you know what? Fuck it. I lost everything, so guess what? Now it's on. You wanted to fight right after this divorce hearing? You didn't expect me to bring a war, which is exactly what he did. Cruz and her daughter ran to hide from the man in a bedroom, but he kicked down the door and shot Cruz 3 times in the head. Wow! He made her head into a bowling ball. Her daughter then grabbed a knife from the kitchen and stabbed Mendoza in the back. Now, I find that extraordinarily ironic. Here's the question that I would have. Was that his daughter or was that his stepdaughter? Yeah, very interesting detail. But the fact that she literally stabbed him in the back goes to show you, gentlemen, your daughters, they will definitely not have any loyalty to you when it comes to divorce. I'll just set that number at 50%. There are some daughters who will side with their father regardless, but we all know how children are intentionally brainwashed by the mother. He fled the scene before officers arrived and drove to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department headquarters, where he approached the Records and Fingerprints Bureau, stating that he had just offlined his wife. Mendoza was taken into custody and treated for the stab wound on his back. Well. Once again, the divorce and family court system has blood on its hands. Why? Because they literally stripped this man of everything that he worked for and decided to just hand it over, i.e. the cash and prizes, to the woman. And of course, after she quote unquote won the settlement in the court, oh yeah, she let her true nature come out. Disrespect, everything. But like I said, she won the battle, but guess what? She lost the war. And this man made sure to put her in the ground. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. I'm going to give this a 15. As a matter of fact, it went down in her home. So he ran over to her place to do the deed. Method of execution. The problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 25. Why? Because not only did the daughter have to see what happened, there were other people in that apartment, which begs the question, those other two people, why were they there? Especially the guy. that definitely raises a red flag. But he got shot and the other person got shot too. Yeah, he went on a straight up rampage. So for psychological impact, 25. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 30. Because like I said, there were multiple people in that apartment that he decided to get some lead injections into. Not just the ex-wife. Like I said, the other people, the other guy and the other woman. I asked the question once again, who were they? Why were they there? And did they try to intervene? Obviously, they did. Otherwise, they would not have gotten shot. So, yeah, for the brutality factor, 30. So, Ruthless Roy Don gets a score of 75. Gentlemen, I told you, there were going to be more men who, when faced with divorce, were going to take matters into their own hands. Oh, yeah. This woman was like, oh, I got everything. The court gave me everything. So now I don't have to be a good woman to you anymore. I don't have to respect you. I'm going to treat you like shit. Oh, no, 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 no. She got the cash and prizes, but the one thing she didn't get, which she thought she had, was going to be a bodyguard. No, ladies. No, no, no. This guy will not be the first. He definitely will not be the last. Because, hey, we all know what divorce really does to men. How everything that a man can be working for his whole entire life can be stripped at him by the bang of a gavel and the signature on a piece of paper. And yet, they still wonder why more men are saying to hell with marriage. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you divorcees who honestly believe that the court system is going to be there to continuously back you up, oh, you better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have via divorce and family court, that is definitely going out as more men will simply no longer marry via the court system. Feminism and the idea that the family and divorce court is going to be there to quote unquote protect you after said process is done, that's going out right along with it. Because let me reiterate, more and more men are no longer going to fear the consequences of divorce. You take everything from him, guess what? He might come back and take the ultimate thing from you, which is your life. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.